Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska House on Thursday passed its version of the state operating budget that includes a PFD payment to residents of roughly $2,275 per person. That amount is expected to be a subject of negotiations in the waning weeks of the legislative session, with Senate leaders questioning whether the state can afford it. The House spending plan includes a permanent fund dividend of roughly $1,650 plus energy relief payments of about $625. Senate Finance Committee co-chair Brett Stedman told reporters on Wednesday that House and Senate leaders had reached an agreement on big items related to the budget, but not on that issue. The bill also includes a roughly $175 million one-time increase in aid to school districts that would be paid according to a funding formula. The Republican-led House has been trying to cobble together a new education package, with the legislative session set to end mid-May. The operating budget next goes to the Senate, which is working on its version of a state infrastructure budget. Differences between what passes the House and Senate are generally hashed out in a conference committee. The Alaska Department of Transportation announced on Friday, April 12th, that blasting operations are scheduled to resume this week in Cooper Landing as a part of the Sterling Highway Milepost 45-60, or Cooper Landing Bypass, road construction project. The blasting for Stage 3 of the bypass is anticipated to occur twice a week, between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. from April 15th until August 30th of 2024. A social media post by the Department of Transportation asks residents of Cooper Landing and travelers in the area to be aware of the following signals for their safety. The blast warning signal is a series of long signals 5 minutes before blasting operations commence. The blasting imminent signal is a series of short signals 1 minute before each blast is initiated. And the all clear signal is one long signal after inspection of the blast area has been completed. If you have any inquiries or would like further details, contact the Department of Transportation Project Office at 907-595-2009 or QAP General Construction Contractor at 907-595-2011. You can stay updated on traffic or project developments by visiting Alaska 511 at 511.alaska.gov and the project website at sterling45-60.com. Alaska Department of Public Safety Commissioner James Cockrell issued an emergency order extending the statutory deadline to remove studded tires from vehicles operating on Alaska roadways for areas north of the 60-degree north latitude line. The order was issued to ease the burden of Alaskans and ensure drivers can safely operate their vehicles during the extended winter season. Many parts of Alaska are experiencing prolonged winter weather, and after a near-record-setting snow season that has extended icy road conditions well into April, said Commissioner Jim Cockrell. This 15-day extension for the studded tire removal deadline will provide additional time to switch to regular tires without compromising safety. Alaskans living above the 60-degree north latitude, including all portions of the Sterling Highway, may use studded tires on Alaska roadways now until May 15th. Latitude 60 degrees crosses Alaska from east to west, just south of Prince William Sound, Seward, and Sheffernack. Alaskans living below the 60-degree north latitude line, including southeast, the Aleutian Chain, southwest Alaska, and Kodiak, will use the deadline established in statute of April 15th. It is important to note, though, that some municipalities or boroughs may have unique regulations surrounding studded tires in their jurisdiction. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.